We've been doing a series on the Holy Spirit. And this morning I want to speak about the fruit of the Spirit. And the passage on the fruit of the Spirit is found in Galatians chapter
5. Particularly verse 22 and
verse
23.
So let's turn there and have a look at Galatians 5:22 and 23.
Fa ny vokatry ny fanahy kosa dia fitiavana, fifaliana, fiadanana, faharipo, fahamoram-panahy, fanaovan-tsoa, fahamarinana, fahalemem-panahy, fahononam-po, tsy misy lalàna manohitra izany.
I meet some people and I found that some of those fruits are in short supply.
Zako rehefa miona amina olona sasany dia hitako hoe sasany amin'ireo vokatra ireo dia ohatrany tsy ampy eo amin'ny fiainany.
I used to work for a man who used to lose his temper often.
Zako tsina taloha dia niasa ho ana lehilahy anankiray izay dia imbetsaka mihitsy izy tsy mahavoatana ny fihetsem-pony.
He was
mora tezitra.
The owner manager of a small private school.
Izy no ohatrany hoe mpitantana tompona sekoly di privé kely anankiray izay.
In Pretoria in South Africa.
Tany Pretoria tany Afrika Atsimo.
And he went to another church.
Dia izy mandeha any amina fiangonana anankiray hafa.
Where they were all very on about the Holy Spirit all the time.
Dia any zareo le miresaka foana tsy malala fa tsy nifanahy masina amin'ny fotoana rehetrarehetra.
Very proud of the fact that they had signs and wonders and the gifts.
They used to name rare mitsy zareo amin'ny hoe misy famantarana sy fagagana sy fanomezam-pasoava amin'ny fanahy masina amin'ny fiangonana.
And my boss was one of the home group leaders in that church.
Then io patron io izy no anisan'ny mpitarika vondrombavaka anankiray tao amin'ny fiangonana.
To their credit, he was just an assistant leader, not a leader.
Dia mba ho tena marina kokoa tsy izy ilay tena hoe mpitarika fa mpanampy an'ilay mpitarika.
But he had a violent temper.
Fa izy tena manana ohatrany hoe mora tezitra be, tena hoe feno herisetra be mihitsy.
You see it very angry.
Tena hita tena hoe tezitra be.
And even sometimes get violent.
Dia indraindray izy tena maherisetra mihitsy.
And I thought the fruit of the Spirit is a bit lacking there.
Dia avy eo amin'ny eritreritra hoe ohatrany tsy ampy ilay vokatry ny fanahy masina ao.
And then you call yourself a Christian?
Dia avy eo ianao miantso ny tenanao kristianina.
But it's not always love, joy, peace, patience, kindness with you either.
Kanefa na aminao ihany koa aza dia hitanao hoe tsy foana mihitsy dia hoe fitiavana, fifaliana, fiadanana ary faharipo ihany koa.
It's true.
Marina izany.
And I look in the mirror.
Rehefa mijery fitaratra ako.
I know I'm a Christian.
Fantatro hoe kristianina.
And sometimes I think there's not very much love, joy, peace, patience there either.
Dia avy eo dia mijery na eo amin'io ary koa raha tsy hitako mihitsy fitiavana, fiadanana, fifaliana, faharipo io ihany koa.
Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Famoram-pana, fanaovan-tsoa, fahamarinana, fahononam-po.
These things aren't evident enough in my life.
Izany zavatra rehetrarehetra izany tsy tena miseho mivaingana eo amin'ny fiainako.
They're the fruit of the Spirit.
Fa ireo nefa nivokatry ny fanahy.
And I know I ought to have them in my life.
Ary fantatro hoe tokony manana an'ireo aho eo amin'ny fiainako.
Every Christian,
ny kristianina tsirairay avy,
if things are going the way God wants, there should be an increase in these things.
Raha ohatra le fiainany mandeha araka ny tian'Andriamanitra andehanany dia tokony mitombo ireo zavatra ireo eo amin'ny fiainany.
I'm sure the Galatian church was also hoping to get better and better.
Ary fantatra ihany koa ny fiangonana tao Galatia dia nanantena ny hatsara kokoa hatrany.
And Paul's writing to them in the midst of a problem that they're experiencing.
Dia Paul dia nanoratra amin'izy ireo tao anatina olana izay lalovan'izy ireo.
They're actually not getting better and better, they're getting worse and worse. Has that ever happened to you as a Christian? You thought it would just be better and better and better. But then sometimes it seems to go better, better, worse, worse. And you say, God, this life isn't going the way it should. Some young people who are young Christians think, oh no, this is terrible, it's not working properly.
And
they
want to
give up.
But
we shouldn't give up.
Because
the problem is not with us, the problem is not with the Spirit or the fruit of the Spirit. It's more with how we are living our lives. The Galatian church had reached a particularly bad state because they were comparing with one another. And one was saying, I'm better than you. I'm more holy than you. I'm more spiritual than you. And the other was saying, oh yeah, sure, that's fine, but I'm circumcised and you're
not.
See, I'm even upholding the law. And there were others who had come into the church. And they said, yeah, we should all be circumcised. That will make you even more spiritual, you see. And so they were starting to rely on the law again. And some were saying, look how well we're obeying the law. But a serious thing had happened in their hearts. They'd lost sight of the grace of God. They'd lost sight of what the gospel is. And they'd started to depend again on the law and on their own righteousness. And this left them without joy. Because Paul said to them, what happened to all your joy? It's in Galatians 4 and verse
15.
What has happened to all your joy, he asks them. So the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. And this church is not experiencing much love and joy and peace.
And
Paul says, what's happened to all your joy? It's like he's saying, the fruit of the Spirit has gone missing. Now I want to tell you, there are a couple of reasons why the fruit of the Spirit may be lacking. If there's no Holy Spirit, there's no fruit. If it's fruit of the Spirit, without the Spirit, you're not going to have the fruit of the Spirit. That's the situation for someone who is not born again. Because only those who are born again have the Holy Spirit in them. So Paul explains it to the Galatians. In Galatians 3 verse
2,
he reminds them. He says, I would like to learn something from you. It's like he's challenging them. Tell me, did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? He's saying the Spirit comes by believing the message. You receive the Spirit when you believe the gospel message. It's saving faith
You are
born again. That's where you receive the Spirit. Not by observing the law. He also mentions in Galatians 4 and verse
29
that we're born by the power of the Spirit. You can read it if you like.
Kanefa tahaka ny tamin'izany andro izany, ilay teraka araka ny nofo dia nanenjika ilay araka ny fanahy, dia tahaka izany koa ankehitriny.
And then in Galatians 4 verse 6, he tells us when we're born again, we're adopted into God's family and God puts His Spirit in our hearts.
You
can read Galatians 4 verse
6.
So we have the Spirit. But then he says, where is all your joy? Something's gone wrong. You see, the natural result should be that the fruit is evident. The Holy Spirit produces the fruit. But if you're not living by the Spirit, you've lost sight of the gospel. You've come back under the law. And you're hoping to show God how good you are by your own righteousness. Look, God, I don't sin. I don't drink alcohol. But better than that, I obey the Ten Commandments. And now there are people in their church teaching that they must go back to the law and be circumcised. And they've lost their joy. What Paul's telling us is that the fruit of the Spirit is actually contingent on a revelation of the gospel. If you've lost sight of what Jesus did at the cross, you're not
going to
actually reveal much fruit of the Spirit. You come back under the law and you start trying to fulfill the law, trying to earn your righteousness with God. You lose your joy. You see, the Holy Spirit was given. His mission is to reveal the gospel. The Holy Spirit reveals who Jesus is and makes sense of what He did on the cross. That's why blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is the unforgivable sin. What it really means is you are rejecting the gospel. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. And you say, I'm not interested in Jesus. I'll stick with the law. That's what the Pharisees were doing when Jesus was on earth. They were blaspheming the Holy Spirit by rejecting the gospel.
Israel
It's unforgivable because there is no other way to be saved but by Jesus.
Zany hoe tsy mahazo famelan-keloka ilay izy satria tsy misy lalana hafa afa-tsy tia mandray famonjena hafa tsy ao amin'i Jesosy irery ihany.
If you reject the very means of salvation, you will not be saved.
Raha ohatra toerinao ilay tena lalam-pamonjena tokana, ahoana moa ny ahafahanao mandray famonjena?
If you reject the only forgiveness that there is, you are not forgiven.
Raha toerinao ilay hoe famelan-keloka tokana, ahoana moa ny ahafahanao azo famelan-keloka?
And it's not that these Galatians were losing their salvation. But they had lost sight of grace. And come back under the law. And started to put their trust in their own righteousness. Things like whether they are circumcised or not. Whether they eat pork or not. And Paul was so strongly opposed to this. He comes to them and he says, in verse 11 and 12.
De afaka tokoa ny fahatafitohinana noho ny azo fijaliana. Engane ka hiesotra aza izay mampitabataba anareo.
He says that if I was still preaching circumcision,
zao lazaina hoe raha ohatra mbola mitory momba ny famorana,
then no one would be persecuting me.
De tsisy olona nenjika anahy mihitsy amin'izay fotoana izay.
He's saying if I was still preaching the message of the law, then the Jews would still be happy with him. But he says, no, he is not preaching circumcision. He's preaching the offensive message of the cross. The message of the cross is offensive because it says, your righteous works are worthless. You thought by being a nice person you could earn points with God. And God actually doesn't care about your righteousness. That's what makes the gospel message offensive. Because it says the good man and the bad man are both bad in God's eyes. And it also says that the bad man is just as saved as the good man if
they are saved.
So in a way, your righteousness and how good you are doesn't actually impress God.
Now
it fascinates me, but Paul links this truth to the fruit of the Spirit. He says that these ones that want to bring the law back, they want circumcision. He says, I wish they would just go the whole way and emasculate themselves. It's pretty graphic.
A
very clear picture. If you think you're holy because of that little cut, why not just cut it all off? That's what he's saying. He's making a mockery of their legalism. It's one of, for me, the funniest verses in the Bible. God has a real sense of humor. And we won't impress him with our religiousness. And from there, Paul goes on to tell them, that they were called to be free.
Fa izy ireo dia nantsoina ho amin'ny fahafahana.
It's a very important revelation.
Tena fanambarana lehibe io.
Verse 13 says that we are called to be free.
Andinin'ny fahatelo ambin'ny folo dia miteny hoe nantsoina isika mba ho afaka.
We are called out from under the law.
Nantsoina isika hiala avy eo ambany lalàna.
Into a gospel where Jesus paid the price.
Ao amin'ilay filazantsara izay manambara fa Jesosy Kristy no efa nandoa ny sarany.
And without deserving it.
Dia tsy mendrika an'izany isika.
Without being good enough.
Tsy ampy ny fahatsarana nataontsika.
We have been set free.
Kanefa efa no afahana isika.
Never to live under law again.
Ka noho izany aza miverina eo ambany lalàna indray.
Don't need to be circumcised.
Sy voatery ho forana ianao.
Don't need to be religious.
Sy voatery anaraka fombafomba ianao.
Saved by the blood of Jesus.
Novonjen'ny ran'i Jesosy Kristy.
That
zay
will cause a man to celebrate.
No atonga ny olona anankiray ankalaza.
That will put joy back in your heart.
Zay no amerina ny fifaliana ho ao am-ponao.
Rather than constantly trying to impress God and failing,
mihoatra noho le miezaka foana ianao hoe manontany hoe mitady fitia ao anatrehan'Andriamanitra dia avy eo nefa lavo tsy mahavita ninininy.
We see what the Holy Spirit is revealing.
Dia hitatsika hoe inona moa no ambarany fanahy masina.
The Holy Spirit is revealing the work of Jesus.
Ny fanahy masina dia manambara ny asan'i Jesosy.
He's showing you the grace of God in the gospel.
Zany hoe manambara aminao izy ny asan'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra ao amin'ny filazantsara.
He's showing you that you can stop trying to be the holiest person in the room.
Zany aseony aminao hoe mila mijanona ianao tsy mifaninana intsony ianao te ho masina indrindra ato amin'ity efitra ity.
It's not suggesting you sin.
Tsy miteny akory hoe mandehana dia manontaha.
But at the same time you should celebrate what Jesus did for you.
Fa amin'izay fotoana izay ihany koa ianao tokony mankalaza izay zavatra nataon'i Jesosy ho anao.
When you see what Jesus did for you,
rehefa hitanao ny zavatra nataon'i Jesosy ho anao,
you're actually cooperating with the Holy Spirit.
Raha tena izy ianao dia miara-miasa amin'ny fanahy masina.
The Holy Spirit's goal is to get you to understand your salvation.
Hitanao ny tanjon'ny fanahy masina dia ny ahatonga anao ahalala bebe kokoa ny famonjena efa nataony taminao.
Then your eyes aren't on yourself and how well you're doing.
Satria amin'izay fotoana izay masonao tsy mifantoka aminao dia mieritreritra anao navita tsara ve asa tsy.
But your eyes are on Jesus and the glory of His work.
Fa ny masonao mifantoka amin'i Jesosy sy ny voninahitry ny asany.
So if you yield to the Holy Spirit,
ka noho izany raha ohatra ianao manaiky ny fanahy masina,
what you're actually doing is surrendering from your own works.
Dia nidikan'izany ataonao dia ianao mihitsy no dia tsy mitsahatra tsony ianao eo amin'ny asanao manokana.
The Holy Spirit says, do you see it? Do you see what Jesus did?
Ny fanahy masina miteny hoe hitanao ve ilay izy? Hitanao ve ny zavatra nataon'i Jesosy?
And if you're deaf to the Holy Spirit,
dia raha ohatra ianao marenina amin'ny fanahy masina,
you just carry on trying to fulfill the law.
Lasa miezaka fotsiny ianao manatanteraka ny lalàna.
But if you hear what he's saying,
fa raha ianao izay zavatra lazainy,
yes, Holy Spirit, I see it.
Ieny fanahy masina hitako ilay izy.
I see what Jesus has done for me.
Hitako ny zavatra nataon'i Jesosy ho anahy.
And you begin to rely on that.
Dia manombotra ianao miantehitra amin'izay.
You rely on the grace of God.
Miantehitra ianao ao amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra.
You lean into that revelation that the Holy Spirit brings.
Tena hoe mitanila miankina ianao amin'izay fanambarana hoentin'ny fanahy masina izay.
Holy Spirit, tell me more about this gospel.
Tena hoe fanahy masina, ambarao bebe kokoa amiko izany filazantsara
izany. And he says, oh, it's the magnificent work of Jesus.
Dia miteny izy hoe, izay ilay asa mahavariana izay nataon'i Jesosy.
And you look at the cross.
Dia jerenao ny azo fijaliana.
I see it, I see it.
Dia eminao miteny hoe, hitako ilay izy, hitako.
I see what he did for me.
Hitako izay zavatra efa nataony ho ahy.
And the Holy Spirit says, yes, you see, you don't have to compete with one another.
Dia ny fanahy masina miteny hoe, eny, ka noho izany tsy tokony intsony ianao mifaninana.
You don't have to envy or judge or hate anymore.
Tsy voatery ianao hiala, hitsiriritra na hitsara intsony.
The power of sin is broken. You don't have to live by your flesh anymore.
Efa resy ny herin'ny fahotana. Tsy voatery intsony ianao hiaina amin'ny herin'ny nofo.
And when you get a glimpse of this,
fa rehefa mahita ianao taratra tselatra kely avy amin'izay,
you see it's God's love.
Dia hitanao hoe fitiavan'Andriamanitra ilay izy.
There's joy in your heart.
Misy fifaliana ao am-ponao.
There's peace between you and God.
Misy fiadanana aminao sy Andriamanitra.
The fruit of the Spirit comes to the surface.
Ny vokatry ny fanahy masina avy eo miseho ety ivelany.
Because you're coming away from legalism and towards grace.
Satria miala avy eo ambanin'ilay legalisma ianao any dia miditra ao amin'ilay fahasoavana.
Many of us want to know about the fruit of the Spirit.
Ny ankamarotsika dia alala momba ny vokatry ny fanahy masina.
You want more of the fruit of the Spirit in your life.
Te ianao hanana bebe kokoa ny amin'ny vokatry ny fanahy masina eo amin'ny fiainanao.
And that's good.
Tsara izay.
But what Paul's telling us in Galatians 5.
Fa zavatra lazainy Paul amintsika ato amin'ny Galatianina toko fahadimy.
Is that these things, the fruit of the Spirit, we will have.
De hoe reto zavatra reto, reto vokatry ny fanahy masina reto dia hananantsika.
When we rely not on our flesh, but we trust in the goodness of God.
Rehefa tsy miantehitra amin'ny nofo isika fa miankina feno ao amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra ao amin'ny fanahy masina.
You want more of the fruit of the Spirit in your life?
Te hanana vokatry ny fanahy bebe kokoa ve ianao eo amin'ny fiainanao?
It means you must have more of the gospel in your life.
Dikan'izay mila manana ny filazantsara bebe kokoa ianao eo amin'ny fiainanao.
Less legalism.
Miena ny fanarahan-dalàna na hoe legalisma.
More grace.
Fa bebe kokoa hatrany ny fahasoavana.
That puts you as an equal with all men.
Dia izay mahatonga anao hoe ianao mitovy amin'ny olona rehetra.
All sinners saved by grace.
Isika rehetra dia samy mpanota novonjena tamin'ny fahasoavana.
Not one better and one worse, one more holy, one less holy.
Fa tsy misy hoe ny anankiray tsara kokoa dia ny anankiray tsy dia tsara, ny anankiray masina kokoa ny anankiray tsy dia masina.
And the Holy Spirit says, yes.
Fa fanahy masina amin'ny teny hoe eny.
It's what Jesus did.
Zay zavatra
natao because of him.
Noho ny aminy.
The glory goes to Jesus.
Ny voninahitra dia makany amin'i Jesosy foanafoana.
And the fruit of the Spirit will grow in your life.
Dia ny vokatry ny fanahy masina hitombo eo amin'ny fiainantsika.
Let's pray.
Lo hivavaka isika.
Heavenly Father, help us to understand that the fruit of the Spirit is not something that we produce.
Andriamanitra raha io ampio izay alala fa mivokatry ny fanahy dia tsy zavatra izay no mamokatra azy.
But that you have given us your Spirit.
Fa ianao nefa nanome anay ny fanahinao.
And if we make it our business not to grieve him or quench his work.
Raha ohatra izay tsy mamono ny asany ary tsy manao izay mampalahelo azy.
We gaze upon the work of Jesus.
Fa mifantoka feno ao amin'ny asan'i Jesosy.
Live in the grace of God.
Miaina ao amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra.
That we will see more and more of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
Dia hita bebe kokoa hatrany izay ny amin'ny vokatry ny fanahy eo amin'ny fiainanay.
It's not something we do.
Tsy zavatra ataonay izany.
But it actually happens when we appreciate what you've done for us.
Fa raha ny tena izy any izay zavatra izay dia mitranga rehefa izay tena hoe mankamamy ny zavatra nataonao ho anay.
Father, I pray that there would be more fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Help us to see more of the glorious work of the cross. In Jesus' name. Amen.